Before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet, to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You do not know what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "One who has bathed does not need to wash except for the feet, but is entirely clean. Are you clean, though not all of you?" For he knew who was to betray him. For this reason, he said, "Not all of you are clean." After he had washed their feet, put on his robe, and returned to the table, Jesus said to them, "Do you not know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example that you should also do as I have done to you." The Gospel of the Lord. We have heard of the promise of the Father in types and symbols. And now tonight we see the fulfillment of the promises and the reality of what the gifts that Jesus gave to us. We saw in the Lamb shed for us, for Israel, a saving grace for the Israelites, as the blood of the Lamb over the doorposts protected them from the angel of death. And now we see the fulfillment in the true Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, who shed his blood for our eternal salvation. We see the type in the manna that came down from heaven, sustaining the Israelites in the desert in their time of journey. Now we receive the gift tonight of the very body and blood of our Lord in the form of bread and wine, the food that leads us to eternal salvation in the promised land of heaven. We see the symbols of the sacrifices in the Old Testament, the various animals and the waving of the bread and the acts of the so many priests of the centuries, seeking to reconcile with the Lord. Now we see the fulfillment in the institution of the sacrament of confession, reconciliation, that our Lord gave to us on this night. We see the types of the priests of the Old Testament. We see the fulfillment in Jesus Christ tonight, in other Christs who are ordained like unto him, in the apostles. And we see then that we have received great gifts. The gifts of the Eucharistic presence of the Lord, the gifts of the self-sacrifice and the service of our Lord, the gifts of the reconciliation, the gifts of the priesthood which make these possible throughout the centuries. And we are called for a time to be with the Lord, to allow him to purify us. As he washed the feet of the apostles as symbols of his service and his pouring out of his self for us. Tonight we will not see the washing of the feet, but we will behold it in our hearts, knowing that the true washing comes from the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, as blood and water flowed forth for our salvation. The blood and water that came into the chalice of the Lord, the blood and water that continues to stream out now as lights of grace and mercy, the blood and water that calls out the divine mercy image, calling us to receive his mercy for those who repent and come to confession, those who live the commandments and live in his mercy. Our Lord pours himself out through the centuries, extending that one great self-offering 2,000 years ago on Calvary to all men of all times, for all those who suffer with him, in him, and through him. And tonight, that great outpouring, that great gift starts. We need to have eyes that are aware, ears that hear, and a mind that understands. Not be aloof like the apostles on that first night. To listen, as St. Paul later learned, that what has been handed on to us is true. That Jesus on that night took the cup and took the bread and changed the Passover meal. But once was a symbol, now is a reality. Was once a partaking of our redemption through the of Israel on that night thousands of years ago, is now a participation in the outpouring of the Lamb of God for all time. We hear those words anew. Jesus speaking to us today as he speaks in every Mass, take and eat, this is my body, as he offers them the form of the bread and the Passover leaven. Then, take and eat, this is my blood poured out for love for you, as he offers them the holy cup, the ornate, probably golded cup, holding the wine of the Passover meal. Now is his precious blood. He gives the gift of his very last self. No more to give. And the apostles, stunned in mysterious wonder, don't get the sign. How a heart burns for love of us, but how indifferent we are so many times. How the Lord reached out to give his very last self. We stand ignorant, aloof. Now this night we are called to make up, to repair, to make reparation for once and for many times the apostles and we have ignored the Lord, have fallen asleep, have forgotten the great gifts that he gave unto us. He calls us this night, as he called the apostles. Can you not watch with me? Can you not adore the Lord in the Eucharist for a while? As he called out to the apostles after that Last Supper, going into the Garden of Gethsemane, doing watch knowing that his betrayer was soon to come back, the sad apostle Judas, pouring himself then even further out, taking into himself the sins of all of man, the suffering of all of man of all times, even to the point of sweating blood and anxiety over his taking the sins upon himself of so many wars, so many abuses, so many tortures throughout the centuries. And in his humanity, reaching out for some comfort, won't you please be with me for a little bit? Cannot you see my agony? And the apostles were asleep. Let us then not be caught asleep this night. Take some time after the Mass, as we go in procession, as we bring our Lord to his place of repose, take some time to be with the Lord, to give your heart to the Lord in adoration, to make reparation for the sacrilege and the indifference of so many throughout the world today, of so many through the centuries of the apostles 2,000 years ago, to make reparation for your own indifference, as I make a reparation for my own indifference in years past, that at least tonight I may say, Lord, I did not leave you alone. As we pray into the night up until 12 o'clock, keeping company of the Lord. As you can imagine, the Virgin Mary did, and John, who slipped back to witness the trials of Jesus, to be there and meditate on this preparation for the self-giving of the true Lamb of God on the preparation day and the Passover, knowing we no longer have just the types, but the fulfillment of the gifts in Jesus Christ poured out for us, and the gifts that he has given unto us in the Eucharist, in the ordination, the priests, in reconciliation, and his image of self-giving service. Would that we would live in this meditation this night and give ourselves unto him in love, returning love for love. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Thank you.